version of America tonight. Hey, America. Kate Delaney at the helm. Luckily, we're not on a cruise ship. Boy, you cannot believe the beating the cruise ship industry, I think, is about to take. Or maybe I'm wrong and people just aren't worried about it. But I'm going to tell you about some other kooky things that have happened since the one boat flipped in Italy, killing all those, not all those people, but killing a lot of people and ultimately leaving so many wondering, why did that happen? How could you possibly steer a ship closer to land and flip it over and then hope that the people get off the boat? But it goes deeper than that, my friends. We have a few other things that we're going to tell you about. So I'm steering a different kind of ship here for this show. We're talking about gas prices and talking about some things that are happening across the other side of the world that could affect us next week. A big meeting between our president and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Will we be dragged into what's happening in Iran? Do you think we should be involved in what's happening in Iran? And ultimately, Afghanistan still swings in the balance. 2014 was supposed to be when we vacated, but the ambassador of the U.S. to Afghanistan, Ryan Crocker, thinks we need to redouble our efforts because of things that have happened lately with the nightmare that has ensued since the burning of the Quran, a couple of them, which was accidental at Bagram Air Force Base. Once that was leaked, more chaos happened in many of the villages and outside of Kabul in Afghanistan, which led to the death of several troops, including the flat-out assassination of two who were helping to mentor some future government people that would have been involved in Afghanistan affairs. And, in fact, they were taken out because somebody dressed as an Afghan guard and went in and went unnoticed and went in with a silencer and took out two of our guys. Gives me the chills to think about that when I think of the investment of lives and the brave men who have, frankly, gone into the villages, tried to help people and help rebuild roads to their own peril. And what have we gained in this whole thing? I hate to say that. What have we gained in this whole thing? But we're not going to go off on that right at the top. From the very beginning, I wanted to talk about the situation in Ohio, in Chadron, and it's just outside of Cleveland. I went to school in Ohio, and I've never been to that town, but I think I went to school maybe with a couple of people from there. Certainly went to school with some people from Cleveland. And the folks in Ohio, and some of them are listening to us as we have some affiliates in Ohio, are just salt of the earth. I mean, if I were going to classify or label or stereotype, I'm going to say just really good folks. And how awful when one of your own, a teenager, comes to a school, and maybe it's because he's hot over a girlfriend breaking up with him and hooking up with another guy, shoots up a table of people. Three of them end up dying, and one gets out of the hospital after being hit. Another has four bullets in him, and it looks like he's going to be okay, but he's going to have to rehab and go through all that. But he's considered to be the lucky one of that group, besides the other kid, because they didn't die. And then this community, which is a small community, stone's throw away from Cleveland, has to pick up the pieces and say, geez, what do we do to keep our kids safe at school? How does this happen? How does T.J. Lane, 17 years old, decide, I'm going to take my uncle's gun, I'm going to go to the school, and I'm going to shoot that kid, and I'm going to shoot the other kids around him? So now they're trying to look more into what was there something they missed? What possibly did people not see here? And is it about that? Is it about some kid who's lovesick? Or is it about that he was a bully or bullied? Is it about something else? He was isolated. I mean, just crazy what has ensued as a result of that. And you feel for those people. So I wanted you to hear what some of the students were saying as they come back into the classroom on Friday. And also the brother, Dominic Parmenter, his brother Daniel was one of the students that was killed. What he had to say about his brother and what he thought could have happened with his brother. Take a listen.
Feels good. Feels nice.
If we just all try to support each other, be with each other as much as we can.
It was emotional, but it was also really healing, because we all joined together and we all held hands and people clapped us in, and it made us feel safe again.
My brother was the happiest kid on the planet. He never got mad at anybody. He was going to change the world. He was an amazing individual.
Tough. And even the assistant football coach, Frank Hall, talked to the media, because there was so much media around the school, about being called a hero, and he didn't feel like he was a hero. He was one of the guys that stopped Lane, who, you know, after he had opened fire at the high school, and he said he wished he had been able to do more, but at least there was probably, he probably prevented some people from being killed, because 10 rounds were fired, or 10 shots were fired at the group of students sitting at the cafeteria table, and you know, here that was Monday, and now this is the end of the week, and they're back in school. Classes resume on Friday, and now they've got visitations and funeral services are coming up over the weekend and into Monday, and three teenagers are dead as a result of this T.J. Lane deciding to open fire for whatever ultimately the reason is. There's no reason that's good enough. Absolutely no reason that's good enough. He just admitted to doing it. He's going to be tried as an adult, and you know, we'll see what that's like. I guarantee there's one person that's going to be wearing a flak jacket. It's going to be him. Wherever he's tried, which they may move the venue, I wouldn't be surprised if his attorney tries to go for that, because I think he'll be a target for some people that are just enraged by his actions. You remember Columbine, and Columbine was even a bigger school. And here you have this town just shattered. And I'm not saying that someone even in the town would do it. I'm saying somebody else could come into the town, and I wouldn't be surprised if his defense attorney tried to move the venue for fear of, one, not getting the kind of trial that he would want, and also for fear that maybe something would, something would happen. All right, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to look at, as I said, the craziness of what's now happening with cruises. But besides that, we're going to cruise into what's going to happen next week with the Republican Super Tuesday. Huge, as the lane maybe gets a little bit narrower. The delegate count, Romney's ahead, 165. Rick Santorum's got 85. You know, depends on whose poll you look at, because that number could change a little bit. Gingrich, 32, and Ron Paul, 19. Next week, 437 delegates up for grabs. Ooh, Santorum goes after Romney on the contraception issue. Hang with us, everybody. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
On Mitt Romney, even though in the delegate count, and who cares, because there certainly is not enough distance between the two of them, really. It's Super Tuesday is big, very, very big. Santorum's calling out Mitt Romney on being a conservative, flat out. He reacted to the Senate law that would have repealed mandatory health coverage for contraceptives. And says that this shows that the Massachusetts governor is not a conservative at the core at all, that he's phony, that he's fake, whatever. And Romney really let himself dance into this one when he opened himself to that criticism. The day before, he told a reporter that he opposed the Republican bill to block Obama's policy on contraceptive insurance coverage. But then he reversed his course and said he misunderstood the question. Flip-flopper, damage done. Very tough to get people to buy that. Santorum used pretty much that opening to score some big-time points right before the 10-state voting Super Tuesday. Could it be any bigger? And saying that Romney is, you know, calling him out. He's too moderate to beat Obama in November. He's saying that he doesn't excite anyone. He's not the guy. Now, in case you missed this whole scene, I'm going to set it up for you, this little play that was going on in Washington. The contraceptive coverage became a big deal. You know this a couple of weeks ago when, because there was 800-some pages of the Affordable Health Care Act, people didn't realize what was covered in there. If you listened to America Tonight, though, you would have known that, because when we went to Washington, We had all kinds of people talking about all kinds of things, including that, including the fact that that was going to be covered. That, yes, this is covered, and how big is this? I had a guest on that was extolling the virtues of having it covered for her daughter, who said that she had, because people forget this, it's not birth control pills, if we wanted to go down that road, aren't strictly for birth control. A lot of times there's female issues, if you will. I'm no doctor, but this is true. There are female issues where people have cysts or things that they have to control. And one of the things that sometimes is written out by a doctor is, okay, you should take these because this will help. And it's not just, you know, a handful of people. It at all. It's not like somebody saying, oh, I read Playboy for the articles, and they're really looking at the pictures of the nude women. No, it's true that they're heavily subscribed for various reasons that have nothing to do with birth control, but it doesn't matter. Cat's out of the bag. Religious institutions say, well, this, you know, hey, Catholics, we're going to pay for this? Are you kidding me? Why should we pay for this? So then we fast forward to this bill and the idea that the religious organizations would be exempt. They wouldn't have to provide this coverage. And it got voted down by just a couple of votes, mostly Democrats, but there was a Republican who threw in on this, Olympia Snow, who is retiring. And so that's out. You know, the vote is no. And it's done, and the Democrats say it's a slippery slope, because if you say, and if it's based on moral reasons, for morality, what are other things could be thrown in there? And I get that, because it was pretty broad strokes. But what kind of ramifications does it have for Romney, who said one thing and then said another thing? In fact, he was at a town hall kind of meeting in North Dakota, and he spoke in favor of that Senate provision that got shot down that pitted religious freedom against women's privacy rights and called Obama's decision to compel insurance companies to offer contraceptive coverage even for employees of religious-affiliated institutions an attack on the First Amendment. It's like one of those things where once you let it fly, you can't take it back. You can't reel it in. It's not like the thought bubble above your head in the cartoon, but it's not really out there. It's just the thought bubble. The damage is already done. It's already out there. And I wonder how many people will look at that in some of the states, because it's 10 states, will look at that and say, you know what? I was kind of going for Romney. They were kind of selling me on him, even though I wasn't completely sold. But now, forget about it, because I think he'll jump to whatever people want to hear. So how is he any better than any of the other alternatives that we've had in the past? And his campaign is burning, ripping through some money. After Michigan and after Arizona, they ripped up or went through $12.2 million last month and collected only $7 million. So he's got to start having some of those parties that Obama's having. Obama up to his 100th since April of last year. He needs to start building that war chest, get those emails out there if he's going to continue to try to take this thing. And Ohio is the big prize on Super Tuesday, let's face it. Ohio, Ohio, Ohio. All roads lead to Ohio when you want to be president. Rick Santorum leads in the polls and so far has done a pretty good job covering the blue-collar, lunch-pail type of people, getting them to believe in that he's the guy. And Romney not only predicted to struggle in Ohio, but predicted to struggle in Georgia, where Newt Gingrich actually is ahead in the polls. And he doesn't have that money that he had, because he spent so much of the money. He doesn't have that money to spend this time around, so that, boy, that could hurt. We'll know leading up to Tuesday as we talk to some more people about the youth vote. That's one of the conversations we're going to have next week, and some of the other factors affecting really what's going on with the Republicans in the road to grabbing the nod and being the being the only by the time you get to Tampa? Because is it going to be the only person? We're going to have one, or are we going to have a situation where it's a brokered convention? Possibility. It's a possibility. All right, let's dig into, as I said, the cruise ship scenario. You got to hear this. I mean, this is crazy. Today, somebody actually emailed me this story. There's a Canadian woman that they couldn't find on the cruise ship when it docked in Florida. The FBI, the Coast Guard, they're searching between Palm Beach and the Bahamas. A man, also Canadian, told the Celebration Cruise Line staff around 8 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday that he hadn't seen his female friend for 7 hours. So now they were tearing up the ship trying to find her. The couple were together. They weren't married. They were friends, whatever. They left Palm Beach on Saturday, going to the Bahamas. And then they disembarked the next day, spent 2 nights there through a package that was offered through the cruise line. They think that she reboarded after the search. The ship left again. Because here's the thing, the ship leaves. You're either on or you're not, but it leaves. People get left behind. So they had 2 Coast Guard cutters that were all over the waters off of Florida that could not find her. I mean, they sent out everything. A Jayhawk helicopter could not find her. The Canadian consular officials are working with the cruise line. Florida law enforcement types are trying to do what they can. They're trying to help. So you got a missing woman. This happening on the heels of the latest blunder with the other cruise ship, that where people just stumbled off of it after it had to be dragged to shore. I mean, the cruise industry, you know, is this the time to take a cruise? I guess if you want to roll the dice, because you have to figure there has to be good deals out there. You have one same cruise line, Contra Costa, who flipped over a boat. Another one where they had to drag the passengers because it was a crippled boat, a cruise ship. They had to drag the exhausted passengers to shore. So we've had a couple of big blunders that have happened within the span of just 3 weeks. And this is where they had to dump food on board. It was a 14-day cruise. The generator didn't work, so when the electricity went out, they were stuck again. They say people had broken bones and stuff. The toilets didn't work. 3 days without electricity. Doesn't sound very fun to me, to be honest.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We got an interesting segment this time around for Weekend Count. We're going to start with the death of a famous madam, or infamous, I guess. The last madam of the infamous Texas brothel that inspired the movie The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas died in Phoenix. She was 84 years old, and her name was Edna Milton Chadwell. Her nephew announced that his aunt had died. She'd been in the hospital since a car accident in October. And he says that she started working at the Chicken Ranch in 1952 and then became the manager. In 62, she bought the place and ran it until it was shut down in 1973. He did say that she didn't like the movie that made the Chicken Ranch famous, saying the only truth in it was that there was a whorehouse in town. Wow! Here's a little snippet of Dom DeLuise in that movie, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Texas has a whorehouse in it. Texas has a whorehouse in it. I'll expose the facts, although it kills me with this.
Did you ever see that? It's a good little rental, actually. There's some funny moments in it. All right, we move from that to another number of a different sort. I kind of was a roller coaster fan when I was a kid. I don't know about many of you. When you were, it might be a younger, older thing, or maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But it seems like, you know, when you're younger, it's that whole death-defying thing. You do the flips and the flops, and they, you know, you are thrown all over the place. Oh, so be it. It's pretty cool, right? I don't know that I want to do this one, though. There's a theme park in London that's going to debut this winged roller coaster, but they have to figure out how not to kill the people that are riding it. I'm not kidding you. Thorpe Park is conducting these test runs of the new coaster. It's called the Swarm. And they've even asked fighter pilots to ride it, and they say it's gut-wrenching. So you fly through devastation. That's what you do. That's the whole idea, the Swarm. And this, the tallest winged roller coaster ever. It propels you 28 people at a time with their arms and legs dangling at 62 miles an hour and includes trips through an inverted 127-foot drop, several close encounters with walled structures that are designed to make you feel like you're about to crash. So it's that whole gravity thing. And they ran some tests with crash test dummies. And sadly, the dummies were missing arms and legs when they came back, when they sent them out. Then they brought in these British fighter pilots as they started to get closer to completion. And flat out, the pilots said, you know, like there's one pilot, he was quoted as saying, "I'm a self-confessed adrenaline junkie, but even as a pilot used to G-force, there were some gut-wrenching moments, and I have to admit the near-miss element is eye-watering. You really do feel like you're going to crash into the structures." I think I'm going to not go on that coaster. Of course, I'd have to go to London first, but, you know, the bigger, badder, wilder, yeah, I like the old rickety, old roller coasters. I think I'm going to stick to what I'm more familiar with. It doesn't sound fun to me. I guess there would be that bravado thing you could get off and say, "You won't believe what I did on the Swarm. It's just absolutely incredible what's, you know, what happened. I was able to do it. I was able to eke it out, jump on that ride." With a pilot saying that, I would say I would just stay to the side. All right, something else that came up as I was cruising through things that were going on across the world and even a little bit closer to home. When we look at the business of politics, and I was talking about Super Tuesday, and, you know, we all know we're getting hit over the head about what's going to happen on Super Tuesday. I've hit you over the head with it. It's so huge. In the middle of all of this, one of the people that I came across in my travels when we took the show to New Hampshire for the Republican primary there, somebody that I met and had a conversation with was Andrew Breitbart. He died on Thursday, they say from natural causes, at 43 years old. I'd heard a story about that he was running in the neighborhood in Brentwood where he lived and had some kind of a heart attack. But now the official, what they're officially releasing is that he died of natural causes. And Breitbart was a guy who was all about pursuing what he said, getting away from big journalism and media conglomerates and, you know, the control that he felt that they had over the information that was being put out. And he broke some very, very big stories, or was in the middle of some big stories anyway. One of them was certainly Congressman Andrew Weiner. And the pictures that he released of Weiner, the naked pictures of Weiner, and then what ultimately forced Weiner into resigning his seat in New York. But Andrew Breitbart, dead at the age of 43, big-time conservative activist, journalist, started the blog that became huge, Breitbart.com. And everybody and anyone is reacting to his death, certainly from the conservative side of the aisle, no question about that. All right, something else that came across my desk that I thought was interesting, too, is a story about, and this goes to the number thing, this janitor who turned owner decided that he was going to, that he was going to be the hero, I guess, and he was going to do a rescue move. And he decided to rescue an Ohio, I don't know if it's factory. I guess factory is what I would call it. And so he's a co-owner of a thing called Ringmasters. It's a company that makes engine rings for industrial use. And it's what he did was the rings that they use, they are used in all kinds of, for all kinds of different purposes. But he was the janitor. He saved up his pennies. He got people involved in He got people involved in wanting to be a part of something bigger. So he grew up in this low-income neighborhood, didn't have a lot of opportunities, and left the Army in the late 90s, did a short stint at American Steel, and tried to take any job he could get, and it was a janitorial job at the Eaton Corporation, a factory in Maslin, Ohio, right there in the middle of the Rust Belt. And, you know, they had closed factories all over the place. Thousands of jobs were lost. So he made the most of it. He went from janitor to foreman, and he was getting started. And just as they were getting ready to shut down these divisions one by one by one, finally they got to his division. It was supposed to be closed the end of 2002. So what he did was he studied as hard as he could, and it led to a business plan, how, you know, detailing how the factory could survive, got some of those investors, like I said, got people to chip in, and he saved that company. How wild is that? So he had the little bit he was able to whittle away, he dumped into the factory too, got the people through the mortgage on his house, took a second mortgage on his house, sold everything he could, and now this is why we're telling you this, because we're talking about, you know, we talk about American-made companies, Made in America, that segment next week. We've got a great CEO we're going to introduce you to. But Ringmasters is now this business with $4 million in sales. 15 workers to start with. Now they have over 20 employees. They got clients, plans for expansion, all that kind of stuff. Isn't that a terrific story? We needed a slice of something positive in the middle of all the negative things that we were talking about here on America Tonight. I think that's a pretty positive story. So there still is hope that there's an American dream out there. You just have to be aggressive and you can't sit. You've got to be able to go after it yourself. Nobody's going to hand it to you. And he's a prime example. Grows up with not much as a janitor and works his way up the ladder and then comes up with a business plan. All right, she had a business plan of a different sort. Desperate housewife actress Nicolette Sheridan slapped her lawyer in court Thursday to demonstrate how she said that the show's creator, you know, Desperate Housewives, Mark Cherry, hit her during a rehearsal. The 48-year-old returns to the stand on Friday. She testified all day long in her legal battle with ABC and Cherry, the guy who created the series. And all of this has to do over termination. Just like other people, actresses can get terminated. They killed her character off on that series. She was on it for 5 seasons. And so she's got a wrongful termination lawsuit, and she's contending that they killed off her character in retaliation for her complaints about being hit by the show's creator. Now, a couple of the castmates, including Eva Longoria and some of the other well-known folks, are on the list of witnesses that are expected to defend Cherry, the creator, during the 2-week Los Angeles trial. Normally on this show, we don't give a hoot about what's going on in L.A. I just think it's kind of funny that you have Desperate Housewives, the series, and this woman scorned because she says she was slapped by the creator, and her character was killed off. And from a legal perspective, imagine if she wins this. What other actresses or other characters could claim that they were killed off and that there was something that happened between them and the creator that could maybe even dream something up? I think she's going to have a hard time winning this case, but, you know, I could be wrong. She's got to be able to prove that he actually, I guess, physically did something to her and it was retaliation. Good luck with that. Hey, we're going to the movies next on ATN.
IRS, the 3 most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
It's time to head to the movies. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for listening to America Tonight. Appreciate the support and all the emails we get on the show. Also, a big shout-out to Donovan Madsen for his help on the technicals. Always a great job. Rain, snow, hail, all that stuff, he's always there. Comes to work no matter what. And think of the mothership. Sometimes you are clearing some ice and snow away to be certain. You might be doing that if you're heading to the movies. It might be wet, in fact, in some areas. But there's some decent ones out. One that's kind of controversial, if you remember a couple of weeks ago. How is an animated film controversial? And how could Dr. Seuss be controversial? Anyway, the first one up that might be one that you take the kiddies to is called Lorax.
Welcome to Smeadville, a city they say that was plastic and fake.
Buzz.
And they liked it that way. No nature, no flowers, no one seemed to mind. But a secret was waiting for someone to find.
Oh, hi, Ted. Do you want to see something cool?
Whoa, what are those?
Trees. They used to grow all around here. What I want more than anything is to see a real living tree.
From the creators of Despicable Me.
I've got to leave here before I go.
Whoa.
No one ever leaves town.
See what he's up to.
Comes the world of Dr. Seuss as you've never seen it before.
Okay.
So, you want to know what happened to the trees? But I didn't think anyone still cared.
Well, that's me, the guy who still cares.
It all started a long time ago when I accidentally summoned a mystical creature as old as time itself, the Lorax.
Hey!
What?
Did you chop down this tree?
What's that?
Hey!
I think he did it.
You need to change the way things are.
I won't let you down.
You got a beautiful town here, Ted. I can't think of any reason you'd ever want to go outside of town again.
Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not. I think the Lorax meant for you to have this.
The last seed. It's not about what it is. It's about what it can become.
Bring it on, Ted!
I don't know. We have a little time.
Dr. Seuss's The Lorax.
So who invited the giant furry peanut?
I'll go right up your nose.
Whoa!
You wouldn't hit a woman.
That's a woman?
All right, so you can tell pretty much what the storyline is there. It's about the animation and whatnot, and Lorax and their quest. You might have read the book, maybe not. It's Dr. Seuss, typical Dr. Seuss. Something completely different from the Lorax to Project X, getting a lot of buzz. Take a listen.
Mom, Dad, it's me, Thomas. Where do I start? This is supposed to be a small get-together. I wanted to be cool for one night. You know, I wanted girls to notice me. Then things got a little out of control.
Tonight's about the girls we never had a shot at. Tonight's about changing the game.
Is this big enough to be cool?
Game changer.
Dad, hey.
Well, we just wanted to call one last time. Make sure you were set for the night.
Yep, all good.
All right, you can tell by what you heard there that it's Massive Mayhem and... You've got some anonymous high school seniors that are trying to make a name for themselves. And the idea is to throw a party that somebody's not going to forget. But the party goes in lots of different directions. And all kinds of craziness ensues. You know, when you were a kid, didn't you throw one of those parties where you didn't tell your family about it? I will confess, I was not a bad girl, but I did throw a party one time. When my family was away, because it was sort of my turn, and I thought it would be okay, wouldn't be a big deal, nothing would happen, and sure enough, the house was too crowded, and some things got broken, and I just told the truth. I had a party, nothing was out of control, but a few of your great china stuff that you had put away that was in the closet, you know, kind of fell over. But nothing like the extent of Project X. So we move from Project X to our last offering. I picked the movies that seem to be more on the radar, and this one is called Flynn.
Don't worry, you're in the hands of a master storyteller. America has produced only three classic writers, Mark Twain, J.D. Salinger, and me. I'm Jonathan Flynn. Everything I write is a masterpiece. And soon, very soon, I shall be known.
This isn't my father's story. Well, it is, but he's not telling it.
I am. All my life, my father has been manifest as an absence.
You think I want to be a writer? Dad's a writer, right?
Ha!
You know where that letter was written from? Prison.
My mom's dead, and my dad I haven't heard from in 18 years.
He passed forged checks.
I don't know that I ever want to see him again.
At this point of the story, I am an upstanding citizen of these United States.
I had a disagreement with my scum-sucking landlord.
What I am is an artist.
Some part of me knew he would show up someday.
So what makes you want to work with the homeless?
We catch him on the way down. Next stop, the morgue.
If I stayed in one place long enough, he would find me.
I'd like a room for the evening.
I was raised.
Pleasure to see you, Nicholas. Aside from the circumstances,
I'm doing the same thing here as you are, gathering material.
This is my life.
Life is gathering material.
Of course, writers, especially poets, are particularly prone to madness.
You are me. I made you.
You are me.
I am not you.
Did you think I'm my father?
I think you need to get some help.
From one writer to another. I don't care how good a writer you are, you can't kill someone with words.
Cheerful stuff.
No one will ever read it.
I just did.
You were put on this earth to help other people, Nicholas. It's a wonderful life. It's a masterpiece.
All right, you can tell what that's about. Nick Flynn is, I guess absent from his father's life, or his father's absent from his life, and then they reunite unexpectedly, and they go from there. You have Julianne Moore, Robert De Niro in this, some pretty big names. It's an hour and 26 minutes, so if you throw in the fact that you've got previews, not too bad. An easy, easy day at the movies. Any more when you go, you really have to pack your patience, to be honest, because by the time you get through the previews and all the do's and don'ts of the theater, that's an extra 40 minutes. Not that I'm complaining. It's just the state of things these days when you decide you're going to take in the cinema. Have a great weekend, and thanks so much for listening to America Tonight.